This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Double E on Facebook, and or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1EE, BradleyDean1EE on my Twitter account. Phone lines again are 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if you were listening to the intro, you hear this on a daily basis, if you hear the guy that says, I'm a boat rocker, keep in mind that's the true story of Vernon John. He was the breaker that preceded Micah 2, 12, and 13. He was the one that preceded none other than Martin Luther King Jr. down south. Now, he was told to just go ahead and let the people be at peace concerning one of the individuals that was murdered in that black community. And he was told him not to rock the boat. He said that son. He came out and he said, I want to let everybody know that I am a boat rocker. And in his message to the people is you need justice. In America, that's exactly what America needs today is justice. In America, again, you are the ones that are going to have to enforce the laws against crime. It's the American people today have so conditioned themselves to live in a world of deceit because of what they tolerate. And why is that? Because instead of the American people establishing righteousness, Americans set back and allow corruption in government, corruption in the institution that God has ordained, corruption in government, and other protected, at least for the time being, bureaucracies to establish wickedness. So which one is it, friends? Do you prefer righteousness or do you prefer wickedness? We're going to get to that in just a couple moments. I also want to let you know, too, that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Media.com with yours truly, that would be me, Bradley Dean. I want to let you know that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Let me say it this way. Folks, we're ruled by law in this country, by our Creator's governments, okay, and by our Creator. We are created and we are ruled by His law, not by the opinions of wicked, fallen, reprobate men. Okay? And as David rightly said, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay because I see what's going on. Folks, we're going nowhere. We're going backwards. That's a part of judgment. Reading the book of Jeremiah right now once again. And that's exactly where America is going. They're not going forward. They're going backwards. David said, take my feet out of the miry clay. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Well, give them the knowledge as to what the problems are. And then he said, put my feet upon the rock and establish my goings. And if you read Isaiah 51 verse 4, David was used to establish a light through, guess what, friends? Judgment. He was establishing righteousness wherever wherever he went because he was anointed by God to do just that. Isaiah 10:27. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. But he was anointed by God to establish judgment. He was anointed by God to take on the enemies of the Most High God. And friends, the church today is anointed in the same fashion. As a matter of fact, it's been said by Satanists, those that serve the deceiver. It's interesting, they would say to the church today in America, and of course I'm talking about the American church, that 78% that profess that they're Christians, and you find that about 75% of them are counterfeits. But in saying that, it's interesting to note that the Satanist himself will tell you that the church in America has no idea as to the power that they're capable of tapping into. And the reason they're not doing that is because the enemy of their souls is entertaining them out of the cross. I want to let you know that if you're a true Christian, you're going to kiss the cross. You're going to bear the cross because you understand that that is the power of God unto salvation. You also understand that we've been crucified through weakness, but we live by the power of God, 2 Corinthians 13. Also want to let you know that, friends, the motto in prayer every night in this household, in this studio, in this ministry is, Lord, God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Jesus Christ. And folks, again, we need to understand that it is the power of God unto salvation to bear the cross and stand up against those that are at war with our Heavenly Father in so many different ways. And understanding too, friends, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against that church, that revelation of Jesus Christ. Let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Did you know that Americans are getting married an average of 7 years later than they did in the 1950s? Just saying. That's kind of a bizarre statistic, isn't it? But it is. It's a true one. We Americans are getting married an average of 7 years later than we did in the 50s. Well, I wasn't here in the 50s. And interestingly enough, that is interesting, though, is it not? I think that's pretty interesting. What's going on there? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Bible verses on Sonic to-go bags have liberals' heads exploding. So what? How is that new? I don't care. I don't care if the liberals, folks, really what you're talking about. The word liberal within itself, friends, is a great meaning. A liberal giver. Freely you have received, freely give. That's a good definition, liberal. But see, again, they've reversed the meanings. Now when you hear liberal, you think of lawless. So why don't we just call them the lawless? So friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Bible verses on Sonic to-go bags have liberals' heads exploding. Good. I'm glad they're exploding. I really am. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Why do so many preachers in America refuse to talk about hell? Well, I want to set this record straight because people haven't thought this through. Jesus, the Spirit of Christ, through the characteristics in the person of Christ and the Spirit of Christ, has warned of hell over 54 times. But I want you to understand that hell, listen clearly, hellfire preaching is not scriptural. Let me say it again. Hellfire preaching is not scriptural. I don't teach you to fear hell. I teach you to fear God, a filial after diabolical, that you might receive the adoption of the Spirit, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, Romans 8. So people need to understand that though Jesus did expound and do exposition concerning the topic of hell over 54 times from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations, you do need to understand that hell is the consequence of those that chose not to fear God and depart from iniquity. In Luke 12, verse 4, it says, And I say unto you, my friends, this is Jesus. He said, I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that they have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom you shall fear, he said. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yeah, I say unto you, fear him. And let me tell you something, friends, through a filial fear, as a son or a daughter to their Heavenly Father, it's not diabolical. I want to obey my Heavenly Father, and I want to depart from that which offends Him, because after all, I did repent of my sin before a just and a holy God, and the violation of His moral law, which drove me to the foot of the cross, where it does no more.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, European Union now vows to block populist parties swept to power on the wave of popular anger against migration. Huh. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. So therefore, if they're against it, then who's responsible for actually being the perpetrators or perpetrators of the crime of the illegals coming into the United States of America? Just asking. I mean, there's a question mark there for you, friends. And then I'm going to give you the exclamation, okay? They are. They are the ones responsible for creating the chaos, friends, to bring in the New World Order. That's what they're doing. And they're doing this in the face of the people. As I said during the first segment, friends, instead of the American people establishing righteousness, Americans sit back and allow corruption in governments, that God-ordained institution, and other pocketed or protected bureaucracies to establish wickedness. That's what they're doing. They're only doing what you're allowing them to do. Once again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Russian Orthodox Church declares holy war against Islam. Just hold on, America. Just hold on. Before you start falling for all of the stuff that goes on in the world, keep in mind who's behind it. Russian Orthodox Church declares holy war against Islam. Wasn't it the Russians back in the 50s that said they were going to destroy America without even pulling the trigger? Folks, this is WWF at its very worst. If they're declaring war on Islam, folks, the rest of the world will follow. But what you find is the same tactics that the Russians are using, this administration is allied to, along with the Chinese as well. okay? And keep your eyes on the Chinese and on the Russians, friends, because the proverb is, when you're quietest, you're strongest. Don't fall for this WWF fall before Putin and Barack Hussein Obama, friends. Don't fall for it. Because there's powers that be that have these players, these useful idiots, these little minions to go ahead and do their biddings. And what they love to do is they love to condemn it in the South and then promote it in the North. And then people are confused at length, but they all the well know what they're doing. But these useful idiots like Putin and Barack Hussein Obama, they just don't realize that they're being used to their own demise as well. Everybody that violates or wars against God's moral law, hey folks, you've already declared your end. It's already done. It's a sealed deal. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, running guns and allowing violence? No, how about creating the violence and creating the gun running business like through Fast and Furious? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, forcing UN arms treaty intervention? Now listen, UN is a creature of the United States of America through World War II because it failed during World War I through the League of Nations. Okay? Now keep in mind, these are also the same people that are in cahoots together, playing off of each other, trying to create the chaos so the people will say to the UN, we need intervention. Wait a second. The President of the United States of America, Barack Hussein Obama, along with his former Attorney General, Eric Holder, were busted with the smoking gun in hand through Fast and Furious, arming Mexican drug lords. 300 people were killed. Barack Hussein Obama goes over to Mexico shortly thereafter, the criminal did, and he blamed the American people for the crimes that he and his administration contrived. You need to understand what's going on. And folks, to be honest with you, he's right by blaming the American people for the crimes that he and his criminal administration actually committed towards those people. You need to understand that it is your fault. Because these politicians have foreign countries hating your guts in so many different ways, America, because of what you allow your representatives to do to them countries. You need to understand that it's called taking responsibility. I remember saying this on Stan Monty's show about a year and a half ago, right before he passed away. Great, great guy. Spent some time with him right before he passed away in Sacramento, California. But I said to him, I said, you know what? If you look at what the American people have tolerated through their politicians to do to other countries, I can see why those foreign countries call America the great Satan. Because this country is not acting like a Christian nation, friends, in any sense of the word. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. This isn't how Christ acted at all. This counters everything the Word of God declares. What you have corrupt politicians that you allow to steal away and reallocate our tax dollars to go ahead and declare war on any country that they so choose because of the military-industrial complex and the money that they can make off the blood of our kids. Oh, and if you think I'm way out there on that, friends, why don't you just ask the pedophile himself, Henry Kissinger, what he thinks about your soldiers? And he's on every presidential administration since when, friends? Since Richard Nixon? He's the one that said that the soldier, he said he called them stupid and ignorant and that they're used only for foreign policy. That's what he called the blood of your relatives, friends, that has been shed for the freedoms in which we have. That's what he called the veterans of the United States of America. So don't get off of track. It's like going over to the Target CEO situation, and we're seeing all the crimes that are beginning to trickle down since the President of the United States of America and the CEO of Target gave the Target stores a green light to sexual predators. Guess what it's attracting all across the country, friends? I can't even give you an accurate number of the crimes that have been committed against individuals, innocent individuals that have been made a prey because the President of the United States of America and the CEO and other countries that are aligned with the covenant of hell, which will be disannulled, that are directly responsible for the crimes committed against the innocent people. But you know what the American people are doing? It's sleight of hand. They got you looking the wrong way. And I said 2 weeks ago, friends, concerning that particular topic, I'm saying the same thing in parallel here. But it's interesting, friends, that they've got you protesting targets, which is good, but judgment is better. Who's responsible for giving the green light? It's the same thing with gun running here. Who's responsible for inciting the crimes? Well, the politicians in the United States of America. Okay, great. Then who's forcing the UN to bring forth, or why is it that people across the globe are requesting a UN arms treaty intervention? Why are they asking for intervention? Because that's what government does best. Corrupt government, might I add. They create the crime. They want the population at length to cry out to the government. And little do they know, they're the ones responsible for committing the crime. Ask any dictator. And then they want to be the problem solver. But if you'd pull the curtain back, friends, you would see that they're the ones that are actually guilty of committing or inciting the crime in the first place. See, this continual warfare, friends, no country can endure. You need to understand that's why the state-controlled narrative is to keep the people under attack, keep them in a constant warfare, so we can change things. Sound familiar? Yep. And for those that didn't know what I'm talking about, going back to Putin and something I said during the first segment, and Barack Hussein Obama, isn't it interesting that forward, the slogan used by Barack Hussein Obama, that's a communist slogan. See, friends, so you need to pay attention. Who is the one pulling the trigger? Don't look at the weapon, and don't look at the specifications of the weapon, because they love to talk about the weapon, but nobody's talking about who's the one responsible for pulling the trigger. Well, America, let me say this. You know who's pulling the trigger. You know who's responsible for pulling the trigger. Quit blaming the gun. Quit blaming the weapon. Quit talking about the specificity and the specifications of the weapons that are used. Who pulled the trigger? You know, it's interesting. If you go over to Jeremiah 5, he said, the Lord did through Jeremiah, run to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem and see now and know and seek in the broad places thereof. If you can find a man, if there be any that execute judgment, that seeketh the truth, and I will pardon it. And though they say the Lord did through Jeremiah, the Lord liveth, surely they swear falsely. In other words, oh, we know the Lord's there, and we give lip service. We hold the truth in unrighteousness. We say that we're His, but we live like the devil. Surely they swear falsely, he said. And then Jeremiah said, O Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Yep. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. Yep. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return. And the Lord said, surely they are poor, destitute of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. They are foolish, for they know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of their God. Or the judgment of their God. Now, judgment falls to two different groups of people, to the wicked and to those that didn't know the difference. But once you know the difference and you keep going on in your evil ways, that's called wickedness. And you deserve what you get. Because you refuse to understand that when God sends forth His judgment, He sends forth His prophetic first to bring forth the message, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, that judgment returns under righteousness, Psalm 94. But if you choose the other way, then you deserve what you've got coming. America, let me say this. Instead of the American people establishing righteousness by enforcing the laws against the crimes of those that you tolerate as representatives in this country, whatever capacity it may be, Americans sit back and allow corruption in government, that God-ordained institution, and other protected bureaucracies for the time being to establish wickedness. America, why? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just kind of highlighting the news across the country again. And folks, if you'd like to check out more, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, we're giving you the answers to the problem. And interestingly enough, friends, what we are not doing is we are not a dog chasing our tail. We're giving you the resolve. The resolve always falls into the hands of the people if they respond to heaven. It's just that simple. Now, when I was just reading Jeremiah 5, it says, right after what I shared with you, that therefore I said, surely they are poor, they are destitute of the righteousness of Christ, they are foolish, for they know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of their God. We know that in America. We're ruled by the Mosaic Institution in this country, regardless if you like it or not. If you go back to your founding, during the founding days in this country after the Revolution, keep in mind, magistrates were actually enforcing ecclesiastical law, friends, canon law. Church law. Okay? And that's what we're based off of. And that's why when you read all the preambles throughout all 50 states of our union, it all starts out acknowledging God. Well, that's just not the case anymore. Oh, yeah, it is. God didn't change. If anything's changed, it's you that's changed. And how is that change working out for you? You know, one of the good ideas that Jeremiah had, and let me tell you, I've had it 150 times. Jeremiah said, well, I'll get up unto the great men, and I'll speak unto them, for they have known the way of the Lord and the judgment of their God. You know what? I got the same, I comprehended the same answer that Jeremiah received. Because he said, when he got there, but these have altogether broken the yoke and burst the bonds. The higher I go in the church in America, the more I understand why we're in trouble. It's not every one of them, but I can tell you on one hand how many people I respect in the church of America. Two of them that are the real deal in America. The higher I go, the more I see compromise, effeminacy. The higher I go, I see compromise. You know what compromise is, right, friends? Where two people get together and both agree on what they both know is wrong because they want to keep the peace, right, friends? It's a false peace, let me tell you. The professed church, the counterfeits in the church in America today, namely the hierarchy, are trying to get you to be at peace with the world that's at war with God and human beings, as we can see here in America. Jeremiah said, well, I'll get up to the great men and we'll speak unto them. Man, there were so many times I would get together with them and they'd be like, oh, yeah, they're going to tell me something that I've been longing for because I'm hungering and thirsting to be filled with the Word of God. And surely these guys are going to know. And then you get there and you're let down. And then you get there and you're let down. And then you get there and you're let down. And then you get there and you're let down. And it just gets to the point where it's like, okay, I understand why we're in trouble. I totally understand why we're in trouble. Jeremiah said, wherefore a lion out of the forest shall slay them, and a wolf of the evening shall spoil them. He was being moved by the Spirit of God. A leopard shall watch over their cities. This is happening already through the DHS, through this criminal administration, through satellites, folks, through you name it. Bureaucracy after bureaucracy since September 11th. They've created bureaucracies to keep watch over you, America. This isn't about a foreign enemy. This is about you. Remember what James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said, that if tyranny or oppression ever come into America, what come into the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Your enemy is foreign indeed to America, but you're allowing him to stay in the same position over the last 7 3/4 years. And by the way, it started with the Bushes. It didn't just come on us. It started with the Hillary Clintons of the day, the Bill Clintons of the day, Daddy Bush, going back, friends, incrementally, little by little. That is a siege, a slow takeover. The Lord said to Jeremiah, how shall I pardon for this? Your children have forsaken me and sworn by them that are no God. Look at the college students, friends. You want to meet some stupid individuals? Go into a college. At least when you go to the high schools, there's still some hope. But you want to talk about some unrepentant little good communist useful idiots? Go to the colleges. You'll understand the definition of stupid, dull, insensible. He said, everyone that goeth out shall be torn in pieces because their transgressions, violations of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4, are many and their backslidings are increased. Things are going backwards. It's increasingly going backwards, not forwards, friends. The Lord said to Jeremiah, how shall I pardon for this? Your children have forsaken me and sworn by them that are no gods. No, because children are actually wisdom is justified by our children. And what do you see on TVs every Sunday? Well, they got gods, false gods in every city through baseball, through football, through hockey, through you name it. They've sworn by them that are no gods. Every day after a football game, what are people talking about? They're talking about the game. They know all the players. They know their numbers. They know their batting averages if we're talking about baseball. But do they know the Word of God? Yet they call themselves Christians? No, nope, they don't know the Word of God. He said, when I had fed them to the full, America, you have been fed to the full. Then they committed adultery. You adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? And assembled themselves by troops in the harlot's houses. You go to those churches where they preach, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy. Or you go to some effeminate church like the ELCA that actually advocates what God condemns. Or you go to a church where there's no anointing whatsoever that breaks the yoke of bondage. And I'll tell you, when you go to a church that's anointed, you leave talking about the things of Christ because you've been filled with the Spirit. And the bands of wickedness have been loosed from your life. And that's what the truth does. He said they were as fed as horses in the morning, every one night after his neighbor's wife. Look at adultery, folks. In America, it's being praised today. He said, shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord, and shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Yep. Yep. Lord said, go up upon her walls and destroy, but make not a full end. Take away her battlements, for they are not the Lord's. Then he said, for the house of Israel, America, and the house of Judah, Christians have dealt very treacherously against me. They've been unfaithful in my covenant. He said, they've belied the Lord and said, is not he? Is it not he? Neither shall evil come upon us, neither shall we see the sword or famine. America, you are sadly mistaken. Your enemies have been long at work, surrounding you, working within, to cause America to be destroyed from within. In America, the only people you can blame, you can't blame the Chinese, you can't blame the Russians, you can't blame Barack Hussein Obama. You have to blame yourself for what you have tolerated. And the Bible says, and the prophet shall become wind, and the word is not in them, thus it shall be done unto them. He said, I'll bring a nation upon you from far, O house of Israel, talking about the children of God, saith the Lord. It's a mighty nation. It's an ancient nation, a nation whose language thou knowest not, neither understand what they say. Does that sound familiar, America? Oh, yeah, it does. Yep, we're there. They shall eat up your harvest and your bread, which your sons and your daughters should have eaten. They shall eat up thy flocks and thy herds. They shall eat up thy vines and thy fig tree. They shall impoverish thy fenced cities wherein thou trustest with the sword. What did Paul Ryan do? He just signed on to a $2 trillion omnibus bill funding who? Your enemies within. Man, this all sounds like it is directly, it sounds like what I'm reading is something the Lord wrote to us today. Well, guess what? He did. But he also says back, prevention is better than cure, but since you won't listen, you're going to eat the fruit of your own ways. Now, I want you to listen to this carefully, because this is what's next. And it shall come to pass when you shall say, wherefore doeth the Lord God all these things unto us? Then thou shalt answer them, like as you have forsaken me, the Lord said through Jeremiah, and served strange gods in your land, so shall you, America, serve strangers in a land that is not yours. They are attempting to this administration, folks, to enslave your children. Mark my words. Furthermore, mark the words of the Most High that continuously shouts it off from the rooftop that this is what's coming next. Folks, you want to know what's next? Let me tell you. The sword. The sword. That's what's next. The Lord said, this people has a revolting and a rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. As I've said so many times, He's going to get your attention one way or another. Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. From among my people are found wicked men. They lie wait as he that set a snare. They set a trap. They catch men as a cage is full of birds. So are the houses full of deceit. Yep, they are. You have that television on. Hey, you are a prime candidate for what I'm talking about right now. Your houses are full of deceit. Therefore, they are become great and waxen rich. In America, isn't it interesting how prosperity has destroyed her tens of thousands? In prosperity, and the Lord warned us in Deuteronomy 8 and throughout Scripture, and the Lord told us, Jesus told us to beware of covetousness. The Bible even tells us those that preach gain is godliness, from such withdraw yourself. But America has become so rich that they have forgotten the God that has empowered them to become the nation that they are in righteousness. He said, they are waxen fat, they shine. Yeah, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. Boy, there we have it right there. Thank you, Lord. Listen carefully. They are waxen fat. Man, they've got their own lives to live. They shine. Yeah, they even overpass the deeds of the wicked. Boy, that's how America's going down in history right there, as the greatest fools in the history of mankind. They allowed the deeds of the wicked to go on. They overpassed them. They overlooked them. They don't deal with the wicked. They let them do whatever they want to do. And then the Lord said, they judge not the cause of the fatherless. Nope. Who's becoming a prey in public schools? Who's becoming a prey through this criminal administration? Who's appointing transgenders and radical homosexuals and sodomites and lesbians and whatever else you can think of under the sun that is there to make your children a prey, friends? I challenge anybody in an open forum. I've been there. I've done that. I've got the hat. I've got the t-shirt. I've got the experience to know exactly what I'm talking about. And this is why the state-controlled narrative is only to attack guys like me. Don't ever pull them out there. Don't ever have an open debate with him, a guy like that. Nope, because he'll uncover us right away. Yeah, but I want to tell you what's uncovering him. The truth. Because there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. But America, the Lord said through Jeremiah that they wax fat. They shine. Yeah. They overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless. Yet they prosper and the right of the needy do they not judge. Why, America? Why?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity is sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Bean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Well, it's interesting that we're talking about this. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You have Bradley Dean here. Final segment. But it was just posted just a couple minutes ago here, friends. I don't even think it was that long ago on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have none other than Hawaii who seeks to enter into gun control or gun owners and national gun registry. In other words, Hawaii could become the first state in the United States to enter gun owners into an FBI database. Folks, they've been doing this for a long time. They're just trying to pass legislation to show you what they've been doing for a long time. They already know who you are. But I want to ask you a question, America. Do they know who you are? I'm glad they know who I am. You're not supposed to live your life where the enemy doesn't fear righteousness, friends. I don't care what they know about me. I'm glad. Listen, everything this ministry does has to do it, and I do it in the light of day for the purpose that the enemy understands that there are those like Paul and others. Paul I know and Jesus I know, but America, did the devil know who you are? That's in the book of Acts, the sons of Sceva. Because they wanted to go and try to be something they were not, and what happened? They were beat up by the devil. Does the enemy know who you are? They should know who you are. And I'll tell you what, it's probably a little overwhelming when they see how many people in this country are bearing arms against people such as themselves that are violating and those that are attempting to encroach upon the rights of the people to keep and bear arms. Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Friends, I don't care if they know who I am. I'm glad they know who I am. I'm glad you record my show. I'm glad you harass my ministry. Because it shows not only me and others, but also themselves, that what they are doing is wrong. And I want you to know that it's a righteous thing with my Father to repay unto them that commit the act of wickedness. It's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. And if there was enough people that actually practiced what they preached in this country, do you think for one moment they would dare set bureaucracies out there that were spying on you, America, that were trying to disarm you, America, that would commit crime in the light of day without even any worry of any consequence from the American people? Do you think they would be doing what they're doing today? But without the fear of the Lord, how would you establish that? By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. And if you're not born of the Spirit of God, John 3:3, guess what? You're worthless. You're not a threat to anybody. And furthermore, you know that you're doing your job when you have enemies. And there's so many little professed pansies out there, little counterfeits that have been in the church their whole lives, and yet because they've been in the church, all of a sudden, it makes them a Christian. I mean, really? But you know what, friends? This is how people think in this country. And again, I could go down the street right now. I could walk down the street right now, and I guarantee you probably 7 to 8, maybe even 9 people out of 10 would tell me that they were Christians. You want to know why? Because they go to church every once in a while. And by the way, no condemnation to those that didn't know the difference. But if you're feeling condemnation, let me tell you the way to get out of that. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Acts 20, verse 21. I'm not blaming you for something you didn't know, because, folks, that's how I was raised as a little kid. My mom would take us to church on Christmas and on Easter. And in between, we were doing everything that we shouldn't have been doing. But we didn't know the difference. But we were trying to figure out why we were condemned. Or why the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. Or why was it that we were convicted doing certain things that we were doing? Well, take away the word of God, and guess what? They're going to be self-condemned their whole life. But give them the word of God, and their heart's going to catch up to their head through the word of God. And that's what's going to liberate them. And that's what's so awesome about it. That's what's so awesome about the word of God. It's very liberating to read the word. It really is, and it's a good place to be. Now, I am doing live radio right now, and I was going to give you a quote by none other than Billy Sunday, who said, remember the baseball player that turned Christian evangelist back in at the turn of the 19th century? He said, going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than going to a garage makes you an automobile. That's exactly right. Going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than going to a garage makes you an automobile. Friends, read God's moral law. Exodus 20. Then read Galatians 3:24. And then as you read the moral law of God, you'll see that you violated every single one of them, which drives you to Jesus Christ. And through the work of the Holy Ghost, He'll bring forth the conviction of sin to work in godly repentance, that you might turn from the sins that put Jesus Christ up on the cross. And as you put your faith in Jesus Christ, you don't return to your sin. You put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, we follow the Christ and bear our cross. Guess what? If we live in the Spirit, we're also supposed to walk in the Spirit. And we feed on the Word of life. We feed on the bread of life. His name is Jesus Christ. I want to finish this off as to what I was talking about. I highlighted some of the topics going on in the United States of America today. And then I got over on the book of Jeremiah, chapter 5. And it identifies a country, a nation, that God is judging to a T. And it identifies the people, because in America, no matter where you go, everybody's fat. And I'm not talking just physically fat, friends. I wasn't talking about that. But isn't it interesting, poor people in this country, welfare folks, isn't it interesting how a majority of them are fat? You ever think about that? That's how poor we are. And that could be another show. But America, you are not poor. You are bankrupt, but you're not poor. Let me say it that way. You are poor when it comes to the righteousness of Christ, no question about it. But in Scripture, it says in Jeremiah 5:28, they are waxen fat. That identifies America. They shine. Yeah, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. Yep, in America, they've been doing that since I can remember. They judge not the cause of the fatherless. Nope, I was fatherless. Yet they prosper. I never understood that. And the right of the needy, they do not judge. They don't care about the young people in this country, for the most part. They don't care that the criminal in the White House is preying on your children. They don't care that the criminal in the White House is sicking sodomites that hate your guts to rule over you. See, you just don't know this is going on, but the fact of the matter is it is going on. Okay, and I love you enough to tell you that, and so does the Lord. And I'm either telling you, folks, you be killing sin or sin's going to be killing you. There is no in-between. It's that simple. Oh, Bradley, are you calling for the execution of so-and-so and so-and-so? Is that what I said? I said either you be killing sin or sin be killing you. But I'm telling you what, it's coming to that point sooner or later, friends. They are inciting domestic insurrection at will. The communists in the United States, and you better look to Russia and China, friends, because you better bet your bottom dollar, as that leopard is appointed to watch over the cities, so are you. Because they have been put in place a government to overrule the roost through the UN in the United States of America. That's why they are working to upend your sovereignty, and that's why they are using the debased sword and the baser sword to do just that. And the American people are sympathizing with their destroyers. Whenever you advocate what God condemns, watch out. The Lord said, shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Yep. Hey, folks, you don't have to worry about what your enemy's doing. You better get right before the Lord, because that's the one you're to fear. Luke 12:4. A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land, the Lord said through Jeremiah. The prophets prophesy falsely. Yep, I get emails from these jokers all day long. Got a big old smile on their face. I just got one yesterday from a prophetic ministry out of Florida who have the gifts, but they haven't departed from lawlessness. They don't address the issues of abortion or homosexuality, none of that. No, the message was, it's time to prosper. They need money for their new garden. With a big old honking smile on their face. Then right before that, yesterday, at the end of yesterday's show, the last segment, all of a sudden, I get another one. A bunch of church leaders in Washington, D.C. and Maryland, all getting together, huge old honking smiles on their face. And I said to Stephanie, what are they smiling about? How come they're not afflicted for the sins of Joseph, the house of God? How come they're not laying it to heart? Why are they lightly esteeming the God of their salvation? Folks, this is really what it comes down to. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what will you do? This is the question I end with. Jeremiah 5:31. This is what the Lord said through Jeremiah, and he's saying it to you today, America. What are you going to do in the end? I say, America, prepare to meet your God. What are you going to do in the end thereof? Today is the day of salvation. You're not promised tomorrow. Love you. 1 John 3:18, talking 23. See ya.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.